This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Oil, sure. Copper, you bet. Steel, absolutely. Critical commodities that people keep an eye on to help track the state of the global economy. Here's another one that's going to be real big real soon. Frozen carbon dioxide, essential for keeping the Pfizer vaccine cold enough. Marketplace's Erica Barris has dry ice supply and demand.
Just about every day, Reggie Wright, a sales manager for Roberts Gas in the D.C. area, gets calls from his anxious clients. Food packagers, industrial cleaners, hospitals, and labs that ship specimens. They want to know,
do we think there'll be a shortage? And do we think we'll have any problems supplying the quantities that they are guessing they may need?
Because demand for dry ice is about to spike. And a whole bunch of industries are worried. Rebecca Sweeney of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association.
Without dry ice, we would not be able to get dairy cultures out there, and as a result, would not be able to process milk.
She says manufacturers use 350,000 pounds of dry ice a week to make cheese cultures. So whatever it costs, they're going to need to buy it. Now, dry ice sells for $1 to $3 a pound. It's a solid form of carbon dioxide. Prices started climbing in the spring because of the pandemic. Sam Rushing is president of Advanced Chirogenics. He's been consulting to the industry for more than three decades. The new shutdowns?
It could precipitate more shortages.
And higher costs. Terry Esper is a supply chain expert at Ohio State University. He says the prospect of scarcity could be an opportunity for innovation.
We're going to start exploring additional ways of maintaining temperatures while in transit that require solutions other than dry ice.
But he says, in the meantime, while the vaccine gets priority, smaller businesses and non-essential industries may end up losing out. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.